You're listening to Kizuki, the podcast. I'm Mei Yoshikawa, and I define the Japanese concept of Kizuki as the following. Kizuki. 1. A moment of epiphany, an aha of realization or insight which opens the knower to a new dimension of truth that was formerly unknown. 2. Steps in an incremental growth of awareness, resulting in a movement from ignorance to greater awareness of the bigger picture. A kind of knowing that cannot be undone, that cannot be unrealized. As a longtime yoga and meditation practitioner, a world traveler and curious self-explorer, I'm obsessed with Kizukis. Listen on each week for inspiring and enlightening stories that may just tip you over for your next aha. On this week's episode, The Great, The Radical, and The Subtle. Those of you who've been listening for a while have probably heard before how much I admire the author Ocean Vuong. For me, it's not just his writing. As with any great writer, it's his perspective that cuts through all the murkiness of this loud, messy world. A short while ago, I heard Ocean speak in a short reel, a clip from an interview. His point was simple. Language shapes mindset. It shapes cultural norms. It even shapes what we believe is possible. And maybe it's time for an update. He talked about the way our world uses language around success, how phrases like, "you're killing it," or "that's bomb," are deeply rooted in violence, in a kind of hyper-masculine energy. That perspective really hit me. As a total word nerd, I couldn't agree more. The language we use not only shapes how we interpret the world, but how we see ourselves and express ourselves through it. So when something like that violent has become the norm, yeah, it's worth questioning. So in Sanskrit, in the ancient Indian texts, there's a phrase, nama rupa, literally names and forms. Names and forms were seen as the building blocks of consciousness. Once we give something form and then name it, it exists clearly in our minds. We can focus upon it. And it's the name, the word, that helps us to focus our attention on it, hence its significance. I've got to say, this is most definitely one of the reasons why I feel so strongly about bringing this word, Kizuki, into the global conversation. Kizuki is subtle, it's quiet, but it's so powerful. It highlights that moment of awakened realization, that shift in clarity that can change everything. And I just feel like the world can use more words like that to help us to notice the immaterial, quiet, but transformative truths in our lives. Alongside this word nerdiness of mine, I want to share with you today, there's something else I've noticed in American English. It's something that's always felt a little odd to me. So I want to just kind of throw it out there and see what you think. Here's my question. Why does everything have to be so great or radical? I mean, think about it. It's like the Great Depression, the Great Recession, the Great Resignation. Or there's also radical honesty, radical love, radical acceptance. It's as if for something to matter, it has to be monumental and ground-shaking or something. And to me, it's felt a little oddly exaggerated, kind of dramatized. Like, what's the obsession with all the flair? And obviously, this is a standout difference because I was born and raised in Japan, and Japanese culture is quite the opposite, right? Here, it's about fitting in, be normal, don't stand out, don't be the nail that sticks out. Let's be modest, humble, don't be loud. Oh, don't you dare exaggerate. Don't make a splash. Not that one is right and the other is wrong, but the contrast here is worth noting because an exaggerated expression, it's as if transformation isn't meaningful unless it's disruptive, unless it makes headlines. But the truth is, not every shift comes with an earthquake. Sometimes the most remarkable ones, the most important ones, arrive as a collection of gentle whispers, incrementally over time. Living in Japan has taught me this. Well, in fact, you can't live in Japan and be a part of this culture without some form of understanding of this. Because here, subtle perception is prized. Like, to be the one with the capacity to read elegantly between the lines, someone who notices the silence before the word is spoken, that's the one who's respected. The one who gets this honorable medal of respect that's invisible, but it actually exists in everyone's minds. Even in something as simple as dining in a nice restaurant, the servers here have it down to an art. Oh my God. They're hyper-present when needed, and they somehow vanish when we don't need them. Their attentiveness is delivered so seamlessly, so quietly, it can almost feel like magic. And oh my gosh, like, we don't even tip here. So that's the norm for us. There's like no extra charge for any of that. All of that is provided without making a splash, provided without asking for anything in return. Nothing was declared, no trumpets, nothing radical, but the presence was undeniable. So here's the question. What happens when everything has to be great or radical to grab your attention? Does it inspire us? Maybe sometimes. Or does it totally overwhelm us? Yeah, maybe sometimes. Does it blind us to the subtle, gentle, but seismic shifts happening within? What do we lose when we're trained to only listen for the loud? And on the flip side, what happens when we never speak our greatness out loud? Because that's definitely the shadow side of the beauty of the subtleties of Japanese culture, right? You can have brilliance, mastery, and depth, but people can go decades, ages, lifetimes without ever naming it or sharing it. You know, meaning a lot of times they're not even seen. But on the global stage, it has to matter. Your voice has to matter. So maybe the invitation today is this. Why don't we take a moment to re-examine the words we use or the words that we're surrounded by, the ones that we absorb? Are they shaping your truth or distorting it? What language, what vocabulary in your world no longer feels right for you? Maybe it doesn't feel aligned to who you want to become. Do you have ideas for what new words might be something you would want to call in or to use to point your attention in a certain direction so it opens a door of possibility for you? Because in the end, words are not just labels. They carry an alive vibration. They don't just describe reality, they create it. And sometimes, the most radical thing of all is to notice the quiet and subtle.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about me and my Kizuki Journaling Meiwai Method at my website, kizukijournaling.com. That's KIZUKIJOURNALING.com. Or find me on Instagram at MAEYOSHIKAWA.